With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. Tomorrow night in Carbondale, six locals take the stage to tell their stories of immigrating to the U.S. from Latin America, Europe, and Africa. Susanna Salomon is one of those storytellers. She moved to the U.S. from Mexico in her mid-20s and faced challenges from both her Mexican family and as she built a new life in an unfamiliar country. She says she's stepping outside of her comfort zone tomorrow, but she finds it empowering to tell her story.
It makes me want to share my story in order to impact the lives of others, but also in order to get to know myself better.
Local nonprofit English in Action teamed up with Writ Large, which organizes live storytelling events for Immigrant Voices, which starts at 7 tomorrow at Thunder River Theater. Now that Election Day is behind us, voter turnout statistics from around the Roaring Fork Valley show lower turnout than last year, but higher than 2017. Alex Hager has more.
In Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties, a little more than a third of registered voters cast a ballot. That's a pretty steep drop-off from last November, when all three counties delivered upwards of 60% turnout, but this week's numbers are pretty comparable to the 2017 election. Regina O'Brien is the clerk and recorder in Eagle County.
And I think a lot of that is really driven by what is on the ballot. So if there is something that's highly contested or controversial, turnout always increases. And if there's nothing that's controversial, then we see turnouts typically in the 30%.
With turnout rates between 35 and 40%, all three counties in the valley were among the seven lowest turnouts in the state. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A state ethics board has released a summary of its investigation into former Governor John Hickenlooper's travel expenses. Hickenlooper is facing allegations that he improperly accepted free flights and lodging while traveling the globe as governor. The investigation focused on six trips Hickenlooper took last year, including one where he flew on a company's private jet to attend the commissioning of the USS Colorado submarine in Connecticut. The investigation summary does not say whether Hickenlooper broke any state rules with his trips. Members of the Independent Ethics Commission will use the report to determine whether he did anything wrong. A hearing date has yet to be scheduled. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.